Greg, if there's one thing that the Great Recession has taught those of us who weren't around for the Great Depression, it's that there aren't that many safe, truly safe places to park your cash. And something that I've been noticing is that places that I thought were absolutely safe may not be that safe after all. And I'm thinking about money funds.
I don't want to make a big deal about this, but I think people should just be aware that the scare we had in 2007-2008 about the safety of money funds, which hadn't been threatened for more than 20 years, is similar to what we're experiencing today.
And what's that?
Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve Chairman, who many consider the nation's top banker, was trying to allay fears about European countries not paying their debts. And he said at that time that he felt that United States banks were pretty well safe, that it didn't look like the bond problems in Greece and Italy and Portugal and all those other countries was going to be a problem. But, he added, money market funds holding European debt are of, quote, concern.
Well, whenever the head of the Fed is concerned about something, you know, the market does react.
Yes, and that's why I think that investors should be aware that maybe they can take some steps.
What kind of steps?
Well, the first thing they can do is check their money market portfolio and see if they do have European debt. The problem with that is portfolios turn over very quickly, and the actual listings are infrequent, so you don't always get a good picture. But you can also talk to your money fund about what their exposure is, see if they give you a good answer. I did that. And when I did that, the fund immediately recommended that I switch to a money fund invested only in U.S. government securities. Almost every money market complex offers such funds. In normal times, a government fund offers a much stingier return because it's safer. But because rates are so unbelievably low, my cash now earns the same rate in governments, a very tiny amount, as the normal fund.
So I guess that sounds like a nice safe way to dodge concerns about European debt. Of course, then we have the specter of of the debt ceiling not being raised.
Well,
there's always something, huh, Greg?
You took the words right out of my mouth. There's always something.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.